put fitness on the map. Dead at the age of 96. Wow, 96. And I'll tell you, I met Jack LaLanne once when I lived in Morro Bay in California. He lived not too far from me, and man, the guy was in the best shape. He put you to shame. I was like 21 when I met him, and I swear the guy looked 30 years younger than his age at the time. So he was the king of exercise and eating healthy, healthy, healthy. He made a fortune by doing that too. And like I said, I really believe he was one of those original guys that put fitness on the map. You go back and you look at some of that old black and white footage of Jack LaLanne, you'll get a big kick out of it. So that's where we start. Maybe you were exercising, America, over the weekend, or exercising your right to sit your fanny on the couch and watch some football on Sunday, the AFC and the NFC championship games. I was doing that, and I have to say that neither game really blew me away. At the end, it got a little bit exciting in both games. But deep down, I knew that the favorites were on course to win. Because if you were watching, you could feel that the momentum hadn't really switched over to either side. So at the tail end of this hour, I promise, we will delve into what happened and look ahead to the Steelers and the Packers. There's your big hint. That's the game that's going to be in Big D, and already the Packers are a 2.5-point favorite thanks to the wise guys in Vegas. Let's jump to a few other things, though, because Sunday is really the day where you regroup. It's what I call the Sunday swirl, because every pundit that can possibly try to make a name for themselves tries to jump on some of the cable shows and network shows, talk about politics, politics, and more politics. And we know on this show, politics, sports, and business, baby, that's our passion. Occasionally, we mention the nutballs in Hollywood and some of the other things, and of course, we do our cheap movie reviews and whatnot. But politics affect every single one of us. Whether it's dirty pool or not, doesn't matter. I mean, whatever happens, we got three branches when you live in the United States. So you figure there's, you would hope, three lines of defense. It doesn't always work that way, however. And the big story, the rest of this week will be, and we're going to be in Washington, it's going to be about health care and the Republicans trying to repeal health care. Will they be successful? Remember, the State of the Union address is on Tuesday, and that's a big one for Obama. I think he's going to mix in some of what happened in the Arizona shooting. There's been a lot of suggestions that are flying around. The insiders in Washington are saying that he may make a big plea for more of a push on gun control issues. Not to say that no guns, but to basically talk about assault weapons. There's a good chance, and that wouldn't be shocking, if that was part of the agenda. And then the whole civility thing and working together. And part of the theme was, would the chambers sit together? In other words, Democrat, Republican, no matter who they were. And some are taking this to heart, the suggestion they're going to do it, and others are saying, no, I'm going to sit where I sit, and that's it. I'm going to sit where I sit. So we're going to Washington at the perfect time, the day after the State of the Union address, and we'll be able to get the skinny on all that stuff and the reaction, and, of course, also what happens or what's going on with health care anyway and the real push to repeal it and some of the numbers that are coming up. So what the people in health care are saying that say, listen, you don't know the whole story and it's really a good thing, and what other people are saying, how whoa, here's the other numbers and they don't add up. So we'll go through all of that. Right at the top, Senator Mitch McConnell, never shy about throwing in his two cents, talked about the State of the Union address and health care being the worst legislation you can ever imagine, and that we shouldn't pump up more spending. Take a listen.
We intend to go after this health care bill in every way that we can. It's the single worst piece of legislation that's been passed in my time in the Senate. We'll take a look at his recommendations. We always do. But this is not a time to be looking at pumping up government spending in very many areas.
All right, so there you go. McConnell also expects a Senate health repeal vote. Now, where does that go? Is there going to be any success in that? He says he has no doubt that that's going to happen. They're going to vote on whether to go along with the House's decision. And some Democrats are siding with some of the Republicans. And a lot of the Democrats say, well, there's never going to be enough anyway. McConnell was part of the Sunday swirl. He was on Fox News Sunday. And he was very adamant that there would be a vote on repeal. And that if the Senate didn't pass a repeal, then what will happen is they'll try to dismantle it piece by piece. You heard the quote there, the single worst piece of legislation passed during his time in the Senate. He says that the Democrats might be proud of the new health law, but he doesn't know why Democrats don't want a vote then on repeal. So this tug of war, trust me, is going to continue, and we'll be in the thick of it at the end of the week. To give you some of the inside dope on what's going on, we're going to talk to a few people there at the Capitol, and it's an interesting guest list. Like I said, we're going to show you all sides of this. How about the facts? Just the facts. Let's get the facts. Let's hear what everybody has to say. Yes, we've done that in the past, but not where we've had the access to as many heavy hitters as we're going to have at the tail end of the week, all in one fell swoop. So you can hear straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I hate that expression. But so you can hear for yourself what's happening and get a sense of where we're headed, what's going to go on here, and what's happening with, of course, the deficit and spending and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And even the race for 2012. Will the Republicans really press for that Senate vote? McConnell says yes, he's got the sway, probably good chance. However, Chuck Schumer says, you know, I have just as much pull and don't think that this is going to happen. I voted for the 2010 health care reform, and Republicans are not going to be allowed to have an up or down vote. Maybe you could be asked to vote on individual components of the new law if there's an amendment that's offered to the floor, but you can forget about an up or down vote. Schumer was on Face the Nation, which of course is on CBS, and he talked about a couple of different things that were very positive about what he thought the health care law was all about. And he's saying, forget the up and down. At the end of the day, repeal is not going to work. So two different points of view. All right, we're going to get your point of view on a couple of things. Coming up next, around the bend, if you want to throw them out, feel free to vent here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with you on ATN.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a minute, I'm going to throw in something. Over the weekend, I saw a movie, and I'm a movie fan, so when I get some downtime, I'll watch some Netflix or whatever movies people give me. And I saw this movie, the kid who stars in Facebook as Zuckerberg was the star of this movie, and it was called Holy Rollers. And he's a Hasidic Jew in Brooklyn, and he gets involved in this ecstasy ring and goes to Amsterdam. He totally has no idea what he's getting into. And then he gets deep into it. Turns out, I mean, it's a true story. Turns out that between like 98 to 99, they were using Hasidic Jews to be couriers for ecstasy. And they ended up with 1 million pills that they sold on the streets. And so two of the ringleaders got like 16 years, and a lot of the others ended up being government informants. And I just thought, you know, this movie was great, too, by the way. And it was like a sleeper movie. I had no idea. I don't remember it coming out, but it's on video, so it probably didn't do very well. But it's called Holy Rollers. And I was thinking, wow, the things that have happened with drugs, that's 98-99, the whole ecstasy thing, which I don't know if that's still big in the clubs or not. I'm thinking everything's about meth now and these farm parties and whatnot that you hear about. But I happened to read something over the weekend about bath salts. Do any of you know about bath salts? And people who really want to get trashed out of their minds decide that they're going to inject or snort or do whatever they can with bath salts. I'm like, wow, it's unbelievable what people will do. And we're talking about, excuse me, Vanilla Sky, Red Dove, I barely get it out, Ivory Wave or whatever, just these bath salts that are chemicals that the powders, I guess, get people really whacked out. I had no idea. And now all of a sudden it's becoming a menace in a bunch of states. They're talking about banning the sale of bath salts. Can you imagine? Think of the people who produce bath salts, and you have whatever that they're sold under, like the three names I mentioned. But in South Carolina and all other states in the South, I guess, have the highest reports of this. It's not just the South, but they're the highest reports. They're reporting this overexposure to the stimulants of the powders contain this thing called MDPV. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? And they sell them under different names. And the chemicals, when they're mixed a certain way, cause hallucinations, paranoia, rapid heart rates, suicidal thoughts. And it's bath salts. They're using it, bath salts, and even plant food, they're saying, is part of it. Wow. I just can't believe sometimes what people will pump into their bodies out of desperation, huh? All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. You have the floor.
Yeah, hi, kids. There's a black lady congresswoman from Texas who I totally agree. She's a Democrat, but I still totally agree with her. She said that it should be in the American Constitution that no American citizen can be denied health care for any reason unless he happens to be trying to kill the doctor or nurse. You know, obviously you can't expect the doctor or nurse to treat a violent person, but I totally agree with her, but there should be no freeloaders. If you require the government to pay for your medical expenses, then it should be you should have to pay it back on your income tax. Every time you file, there should be a search as your income tax. But you know the problem up. You know what causes high blood pressure up here in Canada with our healthcare system? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, no. If you're dissatisfied with your medical insurance company, you have nowhere else to go. You know, like, at least in the United States, if you're PO'd at your medical insurance company, you can take your business elsewhere, right?
Yes.
You cannot do that in Canada because the government has a monopoly on it. You've got to go in front of some politician, the Minister of Health, the Secretary of Health, you'd call him, but we call him the Minister of Health. You've got to go out and beg and plead, please help me, please get me into this surgery within, you know, before I kick the bucket. And it's ridiculous. I don't know why you guys are, I don't know why the Democrats seem to like Canada so much, because that causes high blood pressure. But Kate, I got a quick comment about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Eyed Peas are going to be the halftime music, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is the color of the Pittsburgh Steelers? What's their jersey color? Black, isn't it?
Yeah, black. Yeah, part of it. Gold, black.
Yeah, who picked out the Black Eyed Peas? There's a little bias there, isn't it? No. Also, Kate, I really... is Green Bay, Wisconsin, the absolute smallest city in the NFL?
I don't know if it is, but it's probably close to it. I've been there, and it's very small to me where Lambeau is.
Yeah, well,
I think it's pretty small.
What city in the NFL would be smaller than Green Bay?
I can't think of one. Jacksonville, yeah. Tampa, they're not. No, it probably is Green Bay.
And would most of the fans come from Milwaukee and
yes, all over Wisconsin
and maybe even Chicago too. But are they financially viable? Like is Green Bay?
Gosh, are you kidding? Oh, the people. What are you going to do in Green Bay? People are rabid for the Packers, Al. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's up here in Saskatchewan, Canada. We're trying to get the Phoenix Coyotes to move to Saskatchewan. There's a lot of people like the Phoenix Coyotes. They can't catch a cold in Phoenix. Like they're not even drawing flies in Phoenix. So everybody say, oh no, Saskatchewan is too small to have. Well, if Green Bay can have an NFL team, surely to goodness Saskatchewan can have a National Hockey League team. Because have you ever been to an NHL game in Phoenix?
I have been to a Phoenix Coyotes game, yeah.
And was there anybody else in the arena besides you?
Yeah, there was.
Or were you all there?
It's just me. Go Coyotes.
Or did you have the arena all to yourself?
No, there was people there, but it wasn't like going to see the Philadelphia Flyers or the Blackhawks or any of the other teams, or the Rangers or the Islanders.
Well,
that, no.
That cotton picking Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, I don't know what he's. I don't know why he thinks that hockey is going to do really good in Phoenix.
Well, you know why? Because they're trying to. They're just trying to expand. They want the money. They're trying to. They're still living off the whole idea of expansion. Where can we really make this thrive? Build these rinks
in the cities, get the kids into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I lived in Phoenix, I'd be out on the golf course. I would not be in a bloody hockey arena.
Yeah, but you know what? Thanks, Al. But you know what? Here's the deal. You go to the. You're playing golf during the day, and you're catching hockey at night for the most part, right? Unless it's the weekend, okay, occasionally there's earlier games on the weekend that might be a little bit different. But even then, you go, you play, and then you could still go and see, you could go and see the hockey action. The bottom line is, the idea is for the expansion of the NHL to try to get people interested in it. They did a brilliant thing, for example, with the Dallas Stars. They built a lot of hockey rinks around the suburban area so that the kids who live in these warm weather climates would get involved in the leagues and think it's really cool, get the kids to embrace hockey like Canada, like the northeast part of the United States and the Midwest, some of the upper Midwest areas, of course, where hockey is so big. And in some cases it works, in some cases it hasn't worked. In some cases, I think it's been a flub, and they still can't get the kind of money or excitement that you do in some of those other places. But that doesn't mean they're still going to give up, and they're going to try. They're trying to figure out ways to attract that fan. And it's really, in any of these sports, it's about attracting the younger base, getting the younger kids involved and getting them in there. I want to say something about what Al said about healthcare. It's interesting, Al. We've had a lot of callers from Canada, trust me, that have told us the very same thing. We had a great caller last week who said that his mother had to wait almost a year for a hip replacement. It was a simple hip replacement, but it was serious to her. Anybody who needs one knows. And she had to wait a year to get that because of the healthcare system. And he mentioned how, yes, you can pay and there's other places you can go and then you can get treated. And he had a wanted to get an MRI for something. They wanted him to get an MRI, and he had to wait for a very long time to get that MRI. So there really isn't anyone in Canada that I've spoken to, and it's been at least two dozen people. There hasn't been anyone I've spoken to who's really saying how great healthcare is in that country, that, in fact, it's more about hurry up and wait. You've got to wait till the bed is available. Depends on where you are, what it is you're having done, especially if it's an elective thing, forget about it. And you got to think, if you have a bum knee or shoulder or something else, I mean, you want it taken care of as fast as you can, right? All right, you know the numbers. We'll take some more on the flip side here on America Tonight.
The winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Come away with me in the night. So how cold does it have to be before you're allowed to legally kvetch about the weather and not get pummeled or get called names? At the Mothership in Minneapolis, apparently it's 11 degrees. I'm saying if I'm in Minneapolis, I am dressed for the slopes. I don't care. I'll put on my ski pants and my I want to rob a bank mask, and I don't care what anyone thinks of how my hair looks when I pull the mask off. You know what I'm talking about? When you have it where you just see your eyes are barely through it. Because I don't want the skin to get frozen and fall off. So I'm thinking 11 and lower. I think when you're hitting temperatures like that, you're allowed to complain. Let's go to David in Texas. It's nothing like that in Texas. Hello, David.
Oh, it's actually somewhat nice. It's still cold out here, Kate.
I know, but we think it's cold because I know I'm in Texas, but it's like 30, right?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't know what.
I think it's like 30. I think it's 30 or 28, something like that. Yeah.
It's supposed to be 28 tomorrow night. Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
It's going to be in the 20s for the rest of the week, but during the daytime, it's going to be up in the 50s.
Okay, well, that's good. We like that.
Yeah. I am glad that Bears did not win, because then we'd have that idiot in the Oval Office down here making the nightmare that they've already got an even worse nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no kidding. Because traffic, the security would be nuts.
Well, traffic, too.
Oh, yeah.
They already give Joe Jones and a few other people escorts into and underneath the, under the place. But,
Yeah, that's true. For people who don't know, over at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Homeland Security is all set up underneath, pretty much underneath the bowels of the stadium, and they have been. Yeah.
You mean the Death Star?
The Death Star is what I call it, too. Yeah, the Death Star.
Now that's what I think about that. Now Green Bay, and I have to say, Jets did not make it to the Super Bowl, which is it's all right, But Green Bay is going to kick the Steelers to the curb. Okay, and I will look for me, Kate. I will be out there at the stadium. I will be parked next to, or I will be standing next to this big, big bus, but I will be there at the stadium for the Super Bowl.
All right, you're going to be next to the bus.
I'm going to be next to a big 56-passenger bus.
All right. We're gonna look for you out there. We're going to send cameras out looking for you.
All right, well, I will be go where the buses are, and you'll probably find me. Now, as far as Obama getting the birth certificate,
yeah,
I think that's I really think that if it was us, like I said before, if it was us, we would have to produce a birth certificate. We couldn't use the live certificate thing, and I think they've been paid off. But, you know, hey, when you got money, you can do anything, right? Plus, the federal government can say whatever they want. They can do it to us, but if it's one of their people, they won't do it.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you could float a theory like that. If it's, if you're in the in crowd, and if you've got the money, and if you're, there's things that can be buried, and we've seen that before. Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's
right.
A fact.
It's a fact. You can bury things. If you have money, we know that anyway. Yes, you can, absolutely. Things can be buried. And if the right people who have the money want to see them buried, yes, they can go away.
Why people want to call them conspiracy theories, I don't know. I really don't know. But, hey, to each their own. I'm not going to argue with them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a mystery that the bottom of the David, thanks, the mystery surrounding that, I don't know that we're going to get a solid answer on it. The only way you would get, I guess, a solid answer is if they just flat out released the birth certificate, if the president flat out released it. But then if you're him and this whole thing's going on, are you going to release it? And what do you think? No, the answer is no, no matter what, probably. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, let me make three comments. I called you after the shooting, and I told you that the sheriff was running, either going to run for office or he was covering his ass. And those were my words. That's exactly what's happened. We realized that the sheriff was called for this guy's house many, many times. I've been listening to some of his statements since he's come out spewing the garbage about everyone else being responsible except for the shooter and his department failing to do their job. So I was right on that that instance. And I'm going to make another prediction. You can write this down if you'd like. And, of course, I'm just a dumb caller from New York. But over the weekend, some guy played Terminator and invaded a Detroit police department and fired up the place. Did you see that?
Yes.
I don't know what kind of maniac would do that. And here's what I want to tell your audience. And this is how you have to look at the news through the jaundiced eye that I have. From the last to talk, I don't have a computer. I was watching CNN or in the scroll on Fox. They said the shooter has not been identified. So that tells you, number one, he was not a Tea Party activist. He was not a white Christian male. Okay, so you can rule that out right away. He hasn't been identified, so I'm thinking of two things, and you say whatever you want about me, I don't care. Either he was a Muslim extremist going after the police department to do that, or he was an ex-cop who lost his mind and shot up his colleague. So write those two down, Muslim extremist or an ex-cop, and that's why they don't want to release what happened there. But I just find it absolutely amazing that someone would try to tempt fate and go into a...
Oh, I do, too. I've already talked about that. Who's doing that? I mean, of all the things, why are you doing that? Your cop theory, I'm wondering, because I have a good friend who's an investigative reporter, actually, that's all over this. And we'll see. I think it will come out. If it was an extremist, it's going to come out.
Right.
These two people I know from the Detroit Free Press, they're not going to get, unless they get shoved under a bus, they're not going to be silent with whatever they find. But they didn't release it yet. You're right.
And there's no narrative to run with.
Yep.
That's why you have to be careful with that story. And just one other thing. As far as Obama, I'm listening to everybody, so many talk shows, investigative reporters about the birth certificate. I'll tell you something else, and I'll just make this. I think there's something in his medical records that he doesn't want. He's spent more than between $1.5 and $5 million, I've heard, on courts and lawyers to keep everything sealed from Occidental College to Columbia. Apparently nobody at Columbia or where he went to school remembers him at the reunion or something. But I think it's got something to do with his medical issues. I really do. And if you remember, it was either an audacity of hope or dreams of my father. He admitted to smoking pot and even either doing a little cocaine or dealing cocaine. Now, let's assume that's true, just for one second. After the shooting in Arizona, one of the congressmen said, if you fail a drug test or you admit to drugs and marijuana, you get caught for smoking marijuana, you cannot be allowed to ever have a gun permit or buy a gun. Well, take it to a logical extreme, Kate, and it might seem, because, you know, I do a lot of thinking, maybe too much for my own good. But following that logic, if this guy admitted to smoking pot and doing drugs and dealing drugs, he the hell with the birth certificate. If we're not going to give us a gun because you smoked a little weed when you were a young man, this guy shouldn't be president for being a drug dealer. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if there is. Thanks, Mark. I wonder if there. See, now the curiosity, you know, that whole thing about curiosity got the cat. The curiosity factor, really, it has been piqued. And thanks to the governor, he's pushed it out even further, whether it's the certificate, the birth certificate thing, or something else. Is there something, you know, that they don't want to out there? And you think of other cover-ups of presidents, of other things that happened, and then all of a sudden stuff was out there, even things that easily were brushed aside that could have been problems. Remember George Bush Jr., George W. Bush, the whole thing with the drinking and what happened there, and then what about the service record and all that stuff, and then how that came out, but how easily that was, because he had such good campaign people, how easily that was dealt with and pushed aside and moved on. Okay, hey, he's a young man. Here's what happened. Here's how he overcame it. And da-da-da-da-da-da. But I think you could go back with every presidency and pull something out. However, if it was something like Mark is suggesting, which is, wow, off the charts, Mark, if it were a case of that, oh, man, I don't know how you get to that point, though. I don't know how you get to the that point, because there are other people that would have been electable in the Democratic Party. Who's back in that situation? Oh, yeah, we have this guy, he's dynamic, but by the way, you know, this is, here's what happened when he's younger. I don't know that that's what you would find at all in the case of Obama. However, you're right, he did admit to smoking pot. He did admit to that, and he did admit to some of the cocaine and stuff, and it is a theory that's been floated by some other people. Yeah. You know, but the theories get shot down just as easily, too. That's why I said we used to do a thing called mystery solved, and a lot of times you think the worst, and it's not really what you think, and sometimes you think nothing, and then you're stunned by the results. I mean, absolutely stunned when you find out what the true story is. I mean, I bet you there's a vault somewhere, either in the CIA. I'm thinking CIA, even though they would deny it. There's got to be stuff that is locked away deep, deep, deep in the recesses of Langley somewhere, where you could find some interesting facts on some of the presidents and some things that have happened that we had no idea about. The thing with the Detroit police officers being shot at the precinct, that's just sad. There are other people who think it might have been a cop in a suicide situation, and I think that information is going to come out probably by the morning, and maybe that's what it is. Who knows? I don't want to really speculate. It could be a lot of different things. Stay with us. Sports next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Then asks for sit quiet as he steps in behind Ligurski. He's going to bootleg it right. Now he's going to run. He's into the end zone for a Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown, and the place goes crazy. 3rd and 17. The Jets are 1-for-4 on 3rd down. Sanchez back. Big rush. He's hit. A ball is loose. They're chasing it. They pick it up at the 19. That's William Day shooting to the end zone. And that is a Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown on what? A long incomplete pass. And I see Kirk McCauley. It says striking number 3. And this one is in the history book. The Pittsburgh Steelers had to really brave a second half comeback effort by the Jets, but brave as they do. And the Steelers win this contest and are headed to Dallas, Texas. How about that?
Press coverage snap. Dehaney throws it over the middle.
Packers have been coming every down. They're coming again. As Caleb slides left, throwing left, up in the air, catch, spin it to 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, touchdown Bears. They forgot about Bennett. He fell asleep on a 35-yard strike. Okay. Haney to Bennett.
4th down and 4. It's ball game on the line. Slot right, slot left, snap to Haney. Looking around in the pocket, throws it over the middle. Intercepted by Steele, cutting to his left of the 40. And there it is. It is Green Bay all the way to Super Bowl 45.
Wow, Green Bay Packers are actually 2.5-point favorite right now in Vegas to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That happens in Dallas, Texas at Cowboy Stadium. Of course, not next weekend, but the following weekend. But let's dive into sports shorts here on America Tonight and start with the later game, actually. at Pittsburgh knocking off the Jets. First of all, Mark Sanchez, apparently after the game they were talking to him, and you could see that there were problems with Brian Schottenheimer. The offensive coordinator was trying to talk to him with the plays and relay everything. He had problems with his headset, I guess. And in the end, they had big problems in the first half of that game. The Jets never could get things rolling. And then by the time they started to get it right in the second half and Pittsburgh let them back in, they didn't have enough juice to pull it all the way out, and they didn't have enough time, frankly. So Pittsburgh wins it, as you heard, 24-19. And in that loss, Rex Ryan, especially at the very end of the game, when they couldn't stop, the defense couldn't stop Pittsburgh from getting that all-important next first down that they needed, which would have given the Jets time to possibly score. Wow, Ryan, he just took off his headsets and threw them to the ground. I mean, you could see him mouthing whatever F-bomb or whatever was coming out. He was frustrated. So here's what he had to say afterwards.
Our goal for next year, I got news for you, it won't change, and it'll never change. We're going to chase that Super Bowl. We're going to chase it until we get it, and then we'll chase it after that again. But that's it. If people want to criticize us, then you go ahead, but you really got no right.
Wow, you really have no right to criticize the Jets. Well, I'm going to say he's a little thin-skinned on that. When you get into the game, that's what it happens, baby, sexy Rexy. You should know that. You take it when they love you, and when they criticize you, that's part of the game, too. Because, of course, these fans have great expectations. They're on the doorstep for the second year in a row, and they're not able to get there. The party is over New York and New York fans. They lose in the AFC championship game, and they were in this position last year, so here they are again. It has to be incredibly disappointing. And so Sanchez says afterwards, yeah, I had problems with my headset, and that he wasn't trying to necessarily pin it on that, but he had to run over to the sideline to talk to Schottenheimer, and they were yelling out the calls to other people on the offense, and they had a hard time, of course, because the fans were loud and proud at Heinz Field, and that's what happened. There was a lot of confusion, and the Jets, in the end, they just didn't do what they needed to do, especially in the first half. I don't think you can just completely blame it on the headsets. So they might have had a rush and the calls and the communication, and they had opportunities. They came up short. That's the bottom line. They came up short, period. And people are going to criticize because things didn't happen at the beginning of the game that probably should have happened, which would have made it a different story. Matt, you were watching this game, and the Jets was a case of coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little more entertaining than, at least the first half of the Packers-Bears game, I thought was kind of a
boring
dud. Right,
yeah.
And so I thought this game had a little more jazz to it. But, overall, kind of what I expected. I thought the Steelers were probably going to win just because they had the home crowd behind them. They got the advantage of having been there before with Roethlisberger. This will be his third Super Bowl now. So they had the pedigree going on, and the Jets, they got the kid at the quarterback, Sanchez, so a little bit of a learning process, but I think maybe next year could be the year. This is what, the third, second, two times
this
in the last
the
three.
Second time, yeah.
Yeah, two times in the last 3 years they've been in the AFC Championship game, so you never know, I guess.
Yeah, you never know. It is tough on the players, though, because, listen, it is such a marathon in the NFL. As somebody who's covered it and watched these guys and what they go through, you just never know if you're going to get back there again. And you got to grab those chances when you get them. You got to grab it. And if you don't, you don't know. You don't know that it's going to happen. I think back to a long time ago. I'm thinking back to the 80s and think of Dan Marino and the Dolphins and the Dolphins playing San Francisco and the chances right, the chance. And people say, Dan Marino, he's a kid. He'll be back there again. But he never was back there again. So is this going to be the case with Sanchez? Is it like clearly, hey, twice you had this chance and you didn't do it. So I don't know that third time is going to be the charm. The Steelers, they had it going on. I mean, their running game was sensational. Rashard Mendenhall made the biggest difference. I think he was great, and the defense came up when they needed to come up big. So clearly, it'll be interesting on February 6th to see if the Steelers will convert it again, because this is he's got two Super Bowls, Ben Roethlisberger. This is going to be the third time. And this is a season that started with a four-game suspension. Now there's a chance he could win his third Super Bowl. Wow. All right, so let's talk about the other game. In the other game, the Packers prevailed by beating Chicago. In Chicago, Mike McCarthy, the Packers coach, had this to say about dealing with the loud crowds and all the adversity and things that they faced.
Adversity situations was a major emphasis for our football team. Time and time again, we've been stepping up big time throughout the season, and it was definitely evident here today, and that's why we're moving on to Dallas.
I'll tell you what, Sam Shields was incredible for the Packers, a rookie. Came up with two interceptions, came up really, really big. Jay Cutler left the game for the Bears with a knee injury in the third quarter. In Chicago, they are hanging him. I mean, they are burning his jersey. And Cutler's backup third stringer, Caleb Haney, came in. And he almost rallied them to the possibility of getting it perhaps even to the overtime. He had a chance. It wasn't to be an interception in the end, cut that short. But boy, oh boy, Aaron Rodgers, he was so lucky in that game in the end. And I said, can you answer the question, was the Bears quarterback a wuss in this one? What's the scoop? And now everybody's trying to defend him on his team. Brian Urlacher's coming up and telling people to shut up and calling sports talk shows, I heard already, after the game and telling him to get off his back. Matt, you watched this one too. And Aaron Rodgers' accuracy was pretty big in the game when they needed it. And Jay Cutler out of the game, and the Packers' defense that probably made the biggest move of them all. And the Packers, I mean, the Cheeseheads are there. What can you say, you know?
Yeah, I definitely thought I don't know. As a Viking fan, I'm still just upset about it because I can't believe these two teams who played as garbage-like as they did today were the representatives in the NFC Championship game, and my Vikings last year had to go through the Saints.
Yeah, and that's why I said you got to grab it when you're there. If you don't, you don't know that you're going to be back. Look what happened to the Vikings this year. You got to grab it when you got the opportunity.